Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An important issue regarding Islamic economic directives is the issue that whether credit cards are allowed or not. We know that today the use of credit cards has become rampant simply because it's difficult to carry currency and it's much easier to carry this plastic money, and therefore the question has been posed that is the use of credit card allowed or not. Now, if we examine this question in the light of the Islamic sources, we have to first of all see what the mechanism of a credit card is. A credit card affords you the opportunity to buy through that agency, of course, and in that case, you are actually acquiring a loan for that particular period, for a particular period to buy that quantity or buy that commodity, and after the expiry of that period, you return the same what you had borrowed. However, after a certain period of time, for example, 15 days or 20 days, which are given as a latitude or as a grace period to you in which you can return that loan, if that period is crossed and then you have to, and you repay the loan after that period, then you have to pay a certain amount of interest on that loan. And therefore, because of this fact, there are scholars who think that credit cards are not allowed. They must not be used in this period. Of course, if a person can use this credit card within the period in which the loan is to be returned as a loan and in which there is no penalty of interest, then there is no problem. However, once that period is crossed and a person is forced to pay interest on that, then that should not be the case, because paying interest is disallowed or prohibited in Islam. Now, first of all, it needs to be appreciated that, of course, there is no difference of opinion that as far as the first part is concerned, in which we have to return the loan in that period in which interest is not to be accrued, is not to be given. So therefore, there is nothing objectionable about it. However, as far as in the second period is concerned, in which if a person returns the money after that allotted time, after that a certain time, and he'll have to pay an extra amount as interest. Now, this question has arisen because of the fact that people think that paying interest is also forbidden, just as charging interest is. However, the Quran is absolutely clear. The Quran's in its whole corpus, and nowhere has it prohibited the paying of interest. All it has prohibited is the charging of interest, and this is of course very understandable. Paying interest is something which is an act of oppression on the person who pays that interest. So therefore, he cannot be regarded to be a sinner, and that is why the whole Quran is absolutely devoid of any verse which says that paying interest is also a sin. However, in this case, the ruling which is derived regarding the paying of interest to be prohibited is from a hadith of a prophet. And in that hadith, it is the words which have made this conclusion to be drawn is the word mukil, which is generally translated as the payer of interest. However, if this whole hadith is interpreted in the light of the Quran, it can be concluded that this word actually, and as I said many times in my other lectures, that it is absolutely important to interpret all narratives in the light of the Quran. So therefore, if the Quran is not prohibiting the paying of interest, then how can a narrative do so? So if we examine the words of the narrative, we can see that the word mukil has not been translated properly. The word mukil has been translated as the person who pays interest. However, if we examine the narrative, the words of the narrative, we can easily see that actually the word mukil means a person who is the agent of that person who gives interest on loan. And this is the proper translation of the word mukil. And this can also be gauged from the fact that the other people mentioned here in the narrative are all supporters of the person who gives that interest-bearing receiving loan. And the other people mentioned are the scribe, the person who writes down that loan document, and the person who is a witness to that loan document. And very similarly, on a very similar basis, the person who is an agent of that person who gives a loan on interest is also a supporter of that person. So correct translation of the word mukil would be an agent of the person who gives loan on interest. So therefore, this narrative also does not prohibit the paying of interest if it is interpreted in the light of the Quran and if its words are given proper attention to. So in a nutshell, we can say that the use of credit cards itself is something which cannot be objected to. However, in this regard, one thing which needs to be kept in consideration is a general recommendation, a general exhortation of the Prophet, in which he has said that living on loan or living a borrowed life or living life in which one is generally borrowing money is something which should not be the case in the case of a believer. The Prophet says that a believer should live in his own means. Whatever his means are, whatever his income is, it is very befitting that he spend and live according to his own means. If he exceeds all these means, then of course a lot of things can result which can put his own life, of course, and other things into jeopardy. So therefore it is recommended by the Prophet that in the first place that acquiring a loan should be something which a person should be very, very careful of. And we know that the Prophet himself did not say the funeral prayer of many people of whom, when he came to know about it, they had left loans behind. So we have to be very careful in this regard that, of course, credit cards are something which are allowed, as I said, if we see the whole scenario on the basis of this, the argument. However, using or benefiting from loans in itself is something which must be very, very careful of, and one must acquire a loan only in circumstances when it cannot be helped. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ